Hello.
This is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. Last week we talked about messaging for your campaign and the venues where you can communicate your message. We'll continue with this topic today. Another place that you'll need to go as a candidate are candidate forums. Candidate forums are events hosted by nonprofit groups, citizen groups, the League of Conservation Voters, etc. They are generally not debate-oriented, but rather opportunities for each candidate, all on the same night, but at different times, to address a group interested in a particular issue. Groups organizing candidate forums have to be careful. The events must be truly neutral in order to avoid it being declared a campaign event for a particular candidate. However, in reality, it often occurs that though all candidates are invited, or are supposed to be invited, the only ones who actually accept are the ones in agreement with that group. When this happens, it provides an excellent forum for you, the candidate, to share your views and to win that group over. Too few groups, however, host forums of their own accord. It is here that your campaign pyramid can, again, prove useful. Chances are someone in your organization knows someone who works closely with an issue group that ought to hold a forum. These groups can include gun clubs, homeschoolers, Right to Life, farmers, chambers of commerce, and again, the service clubs. Most of the time, all it takes is making someone aware that they could hold a forum to make it a reality. A word of caution, however, it is essential that your campaign not coordinate with outside organizations. If there is coordination, it may well be that the group hosting the forum could find itself in trouble. This coordination could be interpreted as either express or implied. It is therefore best to have your organization stay clear of the folks who are actually hosting a forum. Now, another idea is a campaign rally. Now, this is for people usually running for higher office, statewide or federal. If you have in place a campaign pyramid, you can take advantage of it in order to generate people for your own events. For example, if you have several volunteers in an area, try putting together a Meet the Candidate hot dog roast at a local park. You can advertise free food, games, etc., and try to make it a family event. But a word to the wise. If you do not have much of an organization, an event of this nature can flop. To really make it go, you need some confidence that at least your own people can provide enough bodies to make it worthwhile. There's some other basic campaign activities that you should consider to help get your message out. Of course, letters to the editor. It helps to have campaign supporters begin a letter to the editor campaign. Have various supporters begin writing letters to the editor to talk you up. Just make sure that each supporter writes his or her own letter with a few of the campaign themes included in the text. Make sure you have a good website. It's important to remember that every campaign needs a website. In fact, it might be one of the first things you should do. Before you announce, have the website designed and ready to go, and then launch it the day you announce. In today's world, if you don't have a website when you announce, people might begin to wonder how legitimate a campaign you really have. And make your website an active one with constant updates. Don't just post your issues and put a picture of yourself up there and call it a day. We're in the 21st century, and your campaign website had better be interactive and constantly updating. Weblogs, or blogs. One of the most popular things today on the web are blogs. People have them to post links or thoughts on what is taking place in the world. A campaign should have a blog in which the candidate's articles are posted, where he'll be making appearances, updates on the campaign, etc. And while we're talking about blogs, I want to encourage you to start thinking about some of the other tools on the internet. Twitter, Plurk, Jaiku, Facebook. And at this point, I've probably just lost some of the older crowd. But I'll devote an entire podcast to the new media and how a campaign can use it. Of course, you want to utilize email lists. Have campaign supporters begin emailing friends about your candidacy. Have those friends email their friends. This will not only help get your name out there, but it could very well help with getting more volunteers for your campaign. Door-to-door campaigning. This should be done from day one of the campaign. It is important to maximize your time when going door-to-door. Don't blanket every house with literature. Make sure you're hitting targeted households. If you're running in a partisan primary, especially a close primary, does it really make sense to drop off your campaign literature at someone's door who is registered in the opposite party and can't vote for you? All you're doing is wasting time and killing trees if you're not targeting your door-to-door. Go to the county clerk, get a list of people who have voted in the last three or four elections for your party. Hit those doors. It's as simple as that. Also, you as the candidate should be going door to door for as much of the time as you can. People usually like to meet a candidate, especially if he or she comes knocking on the door. Another idea for door to door, find a campaign supporter in the neighborhood where you're going to do your door to door activities for that evening. Have a small dessert or coffee with those volunteers or prospective supporters, and then share your message, get people fired up, and then go precinct walking. Make sure when you are precinct walking that people just don't leave your literature at a door. Ask that they knock and try to talk with a prospective voter. Of course, I just call it knock and talk. Leaving campaign literature on the door and moving on is just killing even more trees. I'd encourage people who are going door to door to not only look at it as a means of distributing literature and talking with prospective candidates, but also collecting information. Is the person a good vote for you? What are the important issues for that voter? Is that voter interested in a yard sign from your campaign? Maybe a bumper sticker? How about volunteering? What the door-to-door knockers for your campaign need to do is collect information as much as possible. Now, a word about phone banking. Again, from day one, you should be calling potential voters, encouraging them to vote for you. These calls should be made to voters who agree with you, your base voters. While we're talking about phone calls, a word about automated phone calls. Don't use them. They are a waste of time. People usually do not listen to them, and they can only serve to irritate people. Live phone calls are the only effective way to communicate your message over the phone. Next week, I'll talk about defining your opponent before he or she defines you.